This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2006. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded November 1st, Alaska, Antarctica, Argentina, Brazil, Canada, Chile, China, Cuba, Cyprus, Equatorial Guinea, France, India, Iran, Kashmir, Korea North and South, Kurdistan, Kuwait, Palau, Peru, Spain, Sudan, Turkey, USA, Vanuatu, Zanzibar, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. English from KNLS Alaska for the B19 season. I believe I quoted previously from their own website. The hours at 12 and 14 UT were to be on 11760. However, I checked during the middle of the 14 UT hour, October 27th, and of course heard nothing but radio of Ana Cuba. So I rechecked the HFCC registrations for KNLS and find that the frequency they're now showing for both the 12 and 14 English broadcasts is 11670, which I've not yet checked, but a lot less blockage there. Not much reported from LRA 36 Antarctica the last week of October, except for Saturday the 26th when Manuel Menéndez in Spain heard it again, signing on at 1400 UT and as late as 1815. It was extremely weak, however, for his reception direct in Spain and blocked between 15 and 16 by Radio Free Asia. He says it was not on the air the previous day, Friday. Manuel Menéndez also reports Brazil's time signal station on exactly 10,000 kilohertz. Observatorio Nacional in Rio de Janeiro, October 25th at 1910 UT, with the usual female voice announcements of the time every 10 seconds, and they give local time of UT minus 3. Harold Frojan, Michigan also heard it on October 27th with the same programming at 2236. Says he had not heard it in over a year, nor had any of his Michigan Club members since June. It's not unusual for WWV not to be propagating very well within North America, so look out for the Brazilian time signals. Yay! CHR, Trenton Military in Ontario, has finally been fixed. 15034 USB, October 28th at 1413, reports were really being received from Halifax, Shearwater, Greenwood, Gander, and Halifax again in that particular cycle. They also repaired their modulation distortion. It had been totally out of order since at least October 4th, when I first noted it saying no report received after every location, and on frequent checks ever since then. Also applies to their night frequency 6754 USB. Of course, there will still be occasional no reports received, as they never get all reports from everywhere. In Hardcore DX, Claudio Galas in Ovalle, Chile, reports on the Chilean Pirate on 6925, I guess it's AM, he doesn't mention sideband, RCW, which stands for Radio Compañía Worldwide. October 22nd at 2130 to 2220 UT, and also October 25th from 2000 to 2230, both times they were relaying Radio VOVO with news about the social crisis and protests in Chile. Ron Howard in California reports on that strange situation in China where the two stations on 6200 interfering with each other. Well, actually, one of them is not really in China because it's in Tibet. October 27th at 1224 UT, Lhasa, Tibet on 6200 was in the clear. And then there was the usual double sign-on of the other station, Voice of Jinling. They turn the carrier on for about a minute at 12:31, back off, and turn it on again at 12:32. But Voice of Jinling was much stronger than Tibet. The two-hour morning relay of China Plus, or CRI in English, to North America at 14 UT via Cuba has made a seasonal shift up from 11880 to 15700. But so far it's been unusable with severely suppressed, distorted, or subtorted modulation, if any. just like it was on 11880. But there's something else even stranger going on at CRI, no doubt originating in Beijing. 13650 has a Cuban relay of Portuguese to Brazil for an hour at 23 UT. October 28th, I was hearing Chinese music, and others have reported there's nothing but Chinese music, Phil, during that entire hour except for a brief announcement in Portuguese. In fact, this has been going on for about a month at least, as JRX in Brazil reported the other Portuguese hour at 22 UT way back September 29th on all four of its frequencies with Chinese instrumental music. Ironically, this particular hour, the one on 13650 at 23, Havana manages to modulate well, unlike Spanish, English, and Chinese CRI relays on other frequencies. Now we know that not only Portuguese, but some other languages from CRI are being filled by music instead of regular programming. What in the world is going on at the station? More about this from Alan Rowe in England. He says, I have compared some 41-meter band recordings over the last 3 days, October 28th, 29th, and 30th, and find that the CRI Polish service appears to be playing the same program each day at 20 UT on 7305 and 6020. But I guess at least it's not all music. A reply from Andy King in Europe in the British DX Club. The scheduled CRI Serbian service has been the same recording of mostly Western pop music for several months now. The pop song 24 Karat Magic and a couple of others get played seemingly in every broadcast. I'm glad someone else has noticed this. I thought I was going mad. I doubt the opaque CRI will be forthcoming with any information. It seems like a waste of power to run these services on very high-powered shortwave transmitters. And more from Alan Rowe. He says, over the last few days, the music field during the Portuguese hour is the same each day. And I was listening October 30th to music from the CRI Albanian service at 19 UT on 7385. And that sounded familiar. I even have some recordings of the 41-meter band from the last 2 days. Checked back and find that the music played on the 28th and 29th of October also appears to be the same as today. Not every morning, but again, October 28th at 14:03, the 13700 transmitter of Radio Havana, Cuba, was once again putting out spur blobs above and below that frequency. I can no longer call them FM, since they're actually more readable in the AM mode. However, in SSB, trying to pinpoint the frequencies, they just make a terrible grumbling noise. Well, this time the approximate frequencies were 13571, 13636, 13764, 13829, and 13898. Since he boycotts HFCC, Arnie always takes another week to figure out what he's going to do after finding out what other stations are doing. Maybe this was a precursor or just a mistake, but October 29th at 2203, Havana in Spanish was on 9630 instead of 9640. We'll see if that turns out to be a new frequency, but the next day they were back on 9640. Radio Martí made its totally predictable and public schedule changes on October 27th with the beginning of the B-19 season. Nevertheless, the Dentro Cuban Jamming Command has been slow to catch up with the frequency changes, still jamming ones they have abandoned. They're starting to show jamming in the proper places by October 31st. Among the significant changes is 5980 replaced by 6125 for the TV Martí soundtrack. Time shifted to 23 until 04UT on weeknights only. That is starting on Monday and ending on UT Saturday. And so it has been, at first without jamming, a very good signal on 6125. However, it has been parallel to Radio Martí instead of separate TV audio programming. I think probably because they have been obsessed with covering some silly ball game. If the jammers relent and ever get completely off 5980, we may have another chance at hearing Radio Chasqui in Peru until its closing, which I think used to be around midnight UT. However, 5980 reopens an hour earlier than it had been for Radio Martí overnight at 06 UT. It's fun and games on the 7 megahertz band because Radio Marti has four different frequencies. Not sure why that's really necessary. Usually two or sometimes one at a time. And not the same as before the seasonal change. So the jammers have a hard time keeping up with which ones are really in use. The superpower medium wave relays on Cyprus at Cape Greco are closing down. Ben Dawson, PE of Hatfield Dawson, says I have it on good authority that not only has USAGM shut down their Cape Greco operation, Radio France International will shut theirs down at the end of the year. A sad end to medium wave transmissions from what may be the most desirable medium wave transmitter site for both skywave and groundwave propagation ever developed. And BBC shut down the Ziggy medium wave a couple of years ago, but are still operating at Ladies Mile. Cape Greco is actually a national park, and it's likely that it may soon be accessible to the public as a park, with the possible exception of the lighthouse areas at the southerly tip. The site has allegedly had some kind of navigation marker since Roman times. Ben is referring to the FMM relay station, France Media Monde, on 990 kHz and 1233. 990 had been carrying Radio Sawa of USAGM in Arabic, and 1233 is a 1200 kilowatt transmitter run at only half power for other programming. According to WRTH, it was mainly Monte Carlo Doualiya, which is an Arabic service from France, most of the day, and also relaying Transworld Radio in Arabic dialects after 1925 UT. Michel Frémy in Belgium says the USAGM contract with the Cypriot authorities provides for rehabilitation of the land. USAGM has already issued a tender for dismantling of its facilities. Chris Greenway in England says a sad end indeed. I went to Cape Greco when on holiday in Cyprus in 1986. You could get quite close to the transmitting station. One of these stations, often monitored by Manuel Mendez in Spain, is on 5005 Equatorial Guinea, Radio Nacional Bata. He notes the sign on times when he can hear them on October 25th at 0510 UT. On October 26th, it came on at 0507, and he heard them at least until 0545. A new contributor in France, Gaëtan Tessonneau, says I'm in contact with TDF and the race management about the mini transat. The start of the second stage of the race is scheduled for November 2nd, and there will be different frequencies than in October. That's because the racers are further away from the France transmitter site, so they're using higher bands, as I conclude. They're registered in HFCC at 15 to 16 UT, on 17800 and 17825 with 250 kilowatts. Not specified, but I suspect one of those is supposed to be in DRM. And also, we have more details about this via Wolfgang Büschel. The second leg of the race goes from Las Palmas de Gran Canaria to Le Morin, which I find is in Martinique. Of course, there could again be weather delays beyond November 2nd, so the frequencies have been made available all the way through the month of November. Via Remy Fries, yes, the HFCC info does show that 17825 is to be in DRM. Alan Rose says that the mailbag program on All India Radio, faithfully yours, apparently skipped another week, throwing it out of sync from what we were expecting since it's supposed to be fortnightly. He heard it Monday, October 28th at 22:15, so the next one should be on November 11th. In DX India, we have some frequency changes, but not all the frequencies, for AIR's English General Overseas Service, thanks to Jos Jacob. The hour at 10 UT on 13645, replacing 13605, and 17510 instead of 17895. 1330 to 15, 9690 replaces 13695, and 9950 replaces 9910. For all the broadcasts between 17:45 and 22:30, while the 22:45 by hour deletes 6045. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 2006. Also bringing you the non-commercial publication, DX Listening Digest, and website worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Tim Hendel in Huntsville, Alabama. We sent a check in the mail to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. He says, I value World of Radio very, very highly. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Ivo Ivanov updates one of the frequencies for English from Iran I gave last week. The tentative one has changed at 1523 UT, 7530 instead of 7315. On DX India, now an IO group, Alokesh Gupta says, the stations in Kashmir have been renamed effective October 31st. Instead of Radio Kashmir, they are now All India Radio in Jammu, Srinagar, and Leh. October 27th, Ron Howard found Shokazay Sea Breeze at 1310 UT on a new frequency. They've made another jumble with the new month or the new season, 6085 in the clear with no jamming. And Hiroshi in Japan provides the other frequencies and times, parallel at 13 UT, 7310, at 1405 to 35, 7260 and 7325, and at 16 UT, 6095 and 7325. The first and last transmissions are in English only on Thursdays. As for clandestines direct from South to North Korea instead of from Japan, 6045 is now occupied by Voice of Freedom, heard October 27th from 1140, moved up from 5920 where it had been for a long time, but they'd previously used 6045, which in the meantime had been occupied by National Unity Radio, another clandestine listed as Tajikistan, but which we think had been coming from a site in Taiwan. However, North Korean jamming started at 1144. October 28th, he listened to the final hour of Voice of Freedom on 6045 from 1300 until off at 1402, including some drama toward the end of that hour. However, earlier, between 11 and 12, it's totally blocked by KNLS in Alaska on the same frequency. But where has the former 6045 station gone? National Unity Radio. According to Ivo Ivanov, it's now on 7590 from Tajikistan at 12 to 15, but Aoki says it's on 7235 at 1200 to 1258. Voice of the People and Echo of Hope from South to North Korea have kept jumping around at 5 kilohertz intervals since October 1st, so I won't attempt to give you the specific frequencies. They will not be there whenever you hear this. But Ron says they seem to have re-evaluated and updated jamming on shortwave in North Korea, responding to some of the Echo of Hope and Voice of People frequency changes. On October 30th, after years of nonstop daily North Korean jamming on 6135, the frequency was completely free of the usual jamming noise. Hope it's not an anomaly. Years ago, Voice of Freedom was on that frequency, but not for a long time. He was hoping to hear Madagascar via Long Path, but it's now blocked by China Radio International between 14 and 16. Another thing changing not only from day to day, but even hour to hour, the Turkish-Kurdistanish radio war between 11.5 and 11.55 megahertz, just about every frequency in that range has been used by the station or the jammer at one time or another. Ivo Ivanov has nicknamed the jamming Radio Recep Erdogan in honor of the Turkish president, although that's not really an ID on the air. Kai Ludwig raises some questions about this. Have the inserts been positively identified as from his speeches? And the program audio is on Turksat, a particular channel which had previously been feeding the TRT Arabic service, which seems to have gone off the air. He says it is a loop running about 1 hour. The majority of the music reminds German ears of something from Berlin in 1989. The Secret Service has required the auxiliary transmitter at Emirler, Turkey, so TRT is fully involved in this jamming operation. The latest development, as of October 31st, is a brand new frequency for Denge Welat, 15175, reported by Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria. In the British DX Club, Dave Kenny says, this was heard from TuneIn at 10:15 UT, just audible here underneath Turkish jamming. Turkey is transmitting military music and speeches and the national anthem at 10:34. For the past 10 days, Turkey has been chasing dengue welat around the 25-meter band, with the same program over the top of dengue welat in an attempt to jam it. But the use of a higher frequency may make it more difficult for Turkey to jam it within the coverage area. That's because Emirlar would be too close to the target, and the signal would be skipping over. Dengue welat had thought to be coming from transmitter sites in France and Pridnestrovia. However, someone wondered if they're really coming from Bulgaria at least part of the time, and Ivo Ivanov says on 11.540 between 15 and 16 UT, it was probably Kostin Brod, since he could hear the second harmonic nearby in Sofia on 23.080. Kuwait's English broadcast at 05 to 08 UT is supposed to be on 15.530, but on October 27th and 28th it was drifting very widely on odd frequencies as low as 15.405, heard by Alan Rowe in England, Dr. Hans-Jörg Biener in Germany, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria, and Wolfgang Büschel in Germany. Peter Hansen and I note this notation in red on the World Harvest Radio website. As of October 27th, WHR will only be transmitting from WHRI, South Carolina. More updates coming soon. So, what about Palau? Apparently, that site is for sale. I would not be surprised if USAGM buy it, as they have a history of acquiring failed American Pacific shortwave stations. But then, shortwave is going out of fashion. Checking HFCC for HBN, as T8WH is listed. It was still coordinated for transmissions in B19, but World Harvest Radio activity only on weekends, so it was sitting idle much of the time. Also no longer scheduled were relays of Furusato no Kaze, the clandestine from Japan to North Korea, although it was heard as recently as October 22nd by Rick Barton, Arizona, at 1430 on 9960. Still perhaps scheduled is NHK Radio Japan daily at 14 to 1430 in English via Palau on 11925. But there is an alternate registration, as I may have mentioned, via the UAE on the same frequency at the same time. Most of the Palau frequencies were in the 9.9 megahertz range, so we may confirm this weekend that they are all gone. We recently had a tip that Radio Tarma in Peru was testing a new 2 kilowatt transmitter, slightly below 4775, but no one could note any improvement over the 500 watt. Manuel Meneth in Spain has been in contact with the station, and they are still saying, yes, we will soon be operating our new transmitter. REE Spain has been listing one of their target areas along with the Middle East and the Indian Ocean as Gran Sol. However, we have info from Spanish Wikipedia via Mauricio Molano that Gran Sol is a fishing ground in the North Atlantic, the opposite direction. And further information indicates that it has nothing to do with sunshine at all, but with the fish Sol, S-O-L-E. Hard to hear direct in North America, but a reminder from Manuel Meneth in Spain that Voice of Africa in Sudan does have an English broadcast on 9505, which he heard October 25th between 1746 and 1758. October 29th, I confirmed the Voice of Turkey on its new frequency for Western North America, 6125, in English at 0400. The trouble is that Radio or TV Marti had not turned off their transmitter right at 0400. So they ran a bit over, but there was no jamming yet. If Marti does turn off in time, once the jammers catch up with it, they probably will not be so diligent. Ivo Ivanov says the last weekend in October, none of the broadcasts from Hamburger Local Radio were heard, which means World of Radio was not heard either. We hope they'll be back at the expected times 1 hour later than during the summer by Universal Time. I suggest that listeners in Europe try instead for the WRMI transmission, the new one Saturday at 13 UT on 15770. And we have a very big signal in Western Europe on IRRS, which has been Mondays at 18.16 on 7290, but not anymore. We found that transmission has been changed to start at 1900 UT, with World of Radio a couple of minutes later. Our low-power affiliate in Australia, Unique Radio, now says, see you in the new year. It will be off the air until 2020. The WBCQ-6 superstation, 500 kilowatts, has been occasionally active on 9330 during our afternoons or evenings. And here's one listener who heard the test to China that Alan Weiner mentioned they were going to do, but he's not in China. Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight, UK, says October 28th from 10 to 11 UT, a good signal into the UK with some fading. World's Last Chance radio programming in the Chinese language. But he checked a number of SDRs in China, Japan, and Korea, but there was no reception on any of them. WRMI's relay of Argentina in Spanish was to be on a new frequency at a new time from October 29th, 6060. However, I found them instead on 5800. Meanwhile, 4980 has been deleted. Wildfire news about Southern California has been mentioning Simi Valley. That's uncomfortably close to the location of shortwave station KVOH. Ray Robinson there has kept us informed about the situation. So far, the station has been okay, but there have been power cuts because of the fire, so they have been off the air or on the air sporadically. WRB has made its seasonal change from 5050 to 3215 kilohertz. Apparently still active on weekends only. I was hearing their usual awful audio of a gospel huckster, UT Sunday, October 27th at midnight 14. According to current scheduling, WWRB can stay on 3215 until WWCR takes over at 01 UT, but after DST is over, the transition will be at 02. If WWRB needs to broadcast past 02, they then switch to 3195. WINB's hybrid DRM and data broadcasts have made their seasonal switch from 15115 to 13690, now scheduled between 12 and 17 UT, Monday through Friday, although HFCC does not show it as DRM, nor the other transmissions in DRM on 7315. When we heard that Vanuatu would be installing a new shortwave transmitter on the air by the end of the year and perhaps even in November, I contacted Adrian Sainsbury at Radio New Zealand International because I figured he might be assisting them as he does so many other Pacific Island stations. I said they need to get some new frequencies when they come back. There's too much interference on 3945 and 7260. Well, guess what? The new HFCC B19 registrations have as their very first entry Vanuatu on 2485 between 10 and 19 UT. You may recall that used to be a Northern Territory Australian frequency, which they abandoned. But another new frequency on the schedule, which is still in use by a private station in Australia, 4KZ, is 5055. That's been registered for Vanuatu at 21 until 01, as well as the two old frequencies, 3945 at 07 to 10 and 19 to 24 UT, and 7260 between 01 and 07. You might think you're hearing Zanzibar with a better signal than before from 0330 on 6015. Unfortunately, Madagascar is now on that frequency with a Radio Tamazuk transmission for South Sudan at 0330 to 0427, parallel to 7315 via France. You may hear a trace of Zanzibar underneath, and maybe before they fade out completely at 0430. Propagation outlook from Boulder, geomagnetic field quiet to unsettled until November 21st and 22nd, G1 minor storm peaking at 25 and 5, solar flux 70 or 69, though it has been as low as 65. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2006 with a standard disclaimer. I say again, standard disclaimer.